Hello and welcome to episode 61 of the Creating Happy Writers podcast. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Steph Caswell. I am your host and I'm also an author and writing coach. I'm on a mission, as you may well know, to take away the overwhelm, the stress and the frustration from the writing process and the publishing process so that you feel empowered with knowledge and skills and confidence to pursue your writing goals, whatever they may be. I'm also super passionate about having more female writers in the business book space because there are not enough of us putting our books out there in the world and sharing our expertise. If you would like some support with how to write your business or non-fiction book, you can go to stephcaswell.com/shop and buy a copy of my book, Dare to Write, which takes you all the way through from initial idea to published manuscript. It's also available on Amazon. If you'd like to work with me one-to-one or in a group capacity, head on over to stephcaswell.com to find out more about how I can help you write that book you've been thinking of. All the links will be in the show notes. We're diving into episode 61, which is a different take today because I've decided to share with you my next book project and also what am I going to be doing as I head into the first draft so that if you are about to head into your first draft, you will feel that you have some idea of a process that you could use to help you do it. So I'm going to share with you what the project is and how I'm going to go about getting into my first draft. So my first thing to share with you is the book itself. I've not really talked about it very much, but it has been in my head for about 6 months, maybe 9 months. All of my books do this. They live in my head for months or even years at a time. And then when I get to writing them, it's always the one that's knocking the loudest on my head door to get out and onto the page. This one is about confidence and writing confidence. Its working title is The Confident Writer. I don't know whether that will stay, but at the moment, that's what it is in my head. And it is going to be for people who are writing, again, business books, nonfiction, because a lot of the time, it's those people that can struggle with confidence in their niche, in their topic, and having to cope with imposter syndrome. Have they got enough qualifications to write? Can they be another voice in this niche and all of that sort of thing? So at the moment, they are the people in my head that I am writing to. Whether that actually stays or whether it becomes something that all writers of any genre can access, who knows? But at the moment, I need to do the planning in order to get my head a little bit more wrapped around the right person for picking up the book, which leads me very nicely into the first part of the process. I have a process I have now used for most of the last few books, and that process is three things. The first is I have to get back into the mindset of writing a book. It's not something that I can just decide to do one day. I always have to think things through and get back into that mode, if you like. I have not written for 6 months, mainly because I've been struggling a bit with burnout and overwork. And it has taken my creative energy away. And I've been super sad about that. I did share it in an episode earlier on in the series around creative energy, because I realized that I'm not the only one. And quite often when we're writing our first books, or we're certainly writing business books, we are trying to run a business at the same time. And energy is so important. So I've not been in the right headspace. And I am approaching a point where I am about to be in the right headspace. Summer is coming. A busy time for me is just about to end. So I know that I'm going to be able to dedicate much more of my creative energy, much more of my time to this project. So mindset is really important. Energy levels are really important. I also need to just get back into the saddle, really, and think to myself, okay, if I'm writing, I know imposter syndrome is going to come up. I know I'm going to maybe feel writer's block from time to time. I know that I'm going to maybe get a bit of comparisonitis. And it just is a reminder to myself, and I encourage you to have this reminder. If you are about to embark on a project, expect these things to show up because they will. To what degree they show up is different for everybody. Elizabeth Gilbert, if you haven't read Big Magic yet, I really encourage you to do so. She talks about bringing these people along for the ride. Imagine they're in a car with you, your inner critic is next to you, but actually they can sit there, but they can't comment on your driving. So I'm just prepared for all of the people that might want to crop up in my head to come in the car with me as I do this writing journey. So getting my writer hat on, getting the right mindset for this project is crucial. Following that, I then need to think about the logistics of writing a book. I have a family, it's summer, I have a business, I have client work to do. Much like you, I can't just dedicate all of my life to writing, although that is the plan. So I have to be realistic. You know me, I write in 30-minute sprints. With summer here, I may stretch those to an hour, but nothing more than an hour, because even me, a professional writer, does not enjoy sitting down for more than an hour on a project without at least having a bit of a creative break and giving my mind a chance to recover and to go again and replenish with even more ideas for the next session. So logistically, I have to diarize my writing, I have to put it in. You may have heard me say before, I sit down at the same time in the same place every single day when I'm in first draft mode. So then my brain equates that to writing. It has the same playlist, I'm at the same desk. Sometimes I may go to a coffee shop, but it is not likely. I diarize 9 till 9:30 tends to be my writing time. As I said, it is summer holidays coming. It may well be from 9 till 10 or 9:30 to 10:30. But in my head, I'm going to be sitting down at 9 o'clock. And it's great to have that regular moment, that regular event in my diary so that my brain is like, right, we're in first draft mode. Let's get moving. So something for you to consider. When is the best time for you to write? You may be an evening writer. Some of my friends are evening writers. I've never been able to write in the evening. I know I'm at my best in the morning. But that doesn't matter when I am at my best. It matters when you are at your best. So have a think. When is a good time? And can you make that a regular appointment with yourself in your diary so that you know you're going to show up for your book, for your writing, but most importantly, for yourself? And where is that going to take place? Let's get specific here. Where are you going to sit? What are you going to have with you on every single writing hour that you have? Are you going to have a coffee? Are you going to have tea? Are you going to have water? Are you going to have a biscuit? Are you going to sit in a particular cardigan? I don't know. It's the middle of summer. So if you're sitting in a cardigan, then okay. Maybe, to be fair, this summer has been slightly shite so far. So maybe sitting in a cardigan isn't that so far-fetched. But for me, I know that I like to sit and have a coffee. And weirdly enough, I have it in the same mug every morning. And I know the playlist I listen to, which is classical music. Can't do anything with words or lyrics because I sing along and that doesn't help me. So that's what I'm going to be doing. First step, mindset. Second step, logistics, productivity. How am I going to get this shit done? Then I move into stage three, which is actually writing and planning my book. I plan an outline in one day because that's what I do with my clients, and also because it just gets it done. I absolutely hate making this thing drag on. So again, I am 7 books down, so this process may sound different to you. You may want to take a few more days to do it. This is how I work it out. I have a large piece of paper and I spend about an hour having a bit of a brain dump. I chuck everything that I could possibly think onto the paper about what I want to include. So with this theme of confidence, it's all the stuff that I feel is going to be important to people to know and to consider when it comes to growing their confidence as a writer. So I will throw that all down on a large piece of A2 card or paper, and I use a spider diagram. So I just throw it all down. And then what tends to happen is I have certain themes that begin to emerge and they become my chapters. But I leave it then. I'll do an hour and then I'll have a break. I'll go away. I'll come back. I'll look at it again and think, okay, what on here do I really like? Can I add anything else? Is there anything actually that I don't really want to have? And I just play around with this kind of big picture model. Once I've done that, I'll then get cracking, probably in that afternoon, with the outline. If you haven't heard me talk about outlines before, I think this is the most crucial part of writing, even more important than the actual writing of the first draft itself. Sounds nuts, but it's true. The reason I say that is because without the outline, your first draft becomes the most painful, frustrating experience, and it doesn't need to be. So I will crack open a Trello board. If you've not used Trello, I encourage you to have a look at it. I use Trello because I'm a visual person. I like to see it all in front of me on one board. And I take what's on my big picture plan, my spider diagram, and I throw it onto the Trello board into one big long list of cards, which are all the ideas I possibly have. I then know from my spider diagram roughly what my chapters are going to be. So I stick those in each of the chapters is a column on the Trello board. And then I start moving cards into the right columns. And it starts to build my outline. And I just keep doing that. And I keep shoving things in and thinking of subheadings. And I just really work it all out on the Trello board. Sometimes I think I know the subheading, but I don't know what's going to be under it. I haven't got any ideas yet. Maybe it's because I need to do research. But it really is a case of throwing things onto the Trello board. So I have a very rough, but also at the same time, detailed outline of the book. I then leave that for a couple of days because the way our brain works is that we will think of new things, other things we want to include. And I just, because I have Trello as an app on my phone, I can just add to the board whenever something comes to me. So I do that, give myself, like I said, a full day to get it done and then a couple of days to just add and tweak and just keep things ticking over. Once I've done that, then I'm ready to start my first draft. I tend to start on a Monday because I'm weird like that. I start on a Monday and I just get going. I have a Google Doc. I have used Scrivener for my novel, but I at the moment I use a Google Doc. I might use Scrivener this time to try it out, actually. But I tend to have whatever I'm using open and I just work with my outline on the screen next to me so I can see exactly what I'm writing when I'm writing it. And I just crack on and I write. If I get to a point where I don't know something, then I will leave a note for myself and then I keep going. So say I get to a section and I'm like, oh, I need to research this a bit more. I will just write to myself in the first draft, research needed, and then I keep going. I write as much of it off my head, off the top of my head, if you like, as possible. And then I know I can come back and add more detail with research or add more sections of research if I need to. But I only research the stuff I need to research because otherwise I end up going down a rabbit hole of research. So that's how I do it. And I just write every day and every day I have a spreadsheet and I log my word count. I share it on social media and then I will leave it, do my 30 minutes, timer on, write, about 1,000 words. Clock off for the day, next day, write, clock off for the day, log my word count, and off I go. And I keep doing that every day. I show up because I'm a big believer in the compound effect. And the more we do something little and often, the more likely it is we're going to finish it. So that is the way I write my first draft. It will take me 4 to 6 weeks, I would imagine, to do it. The last book, Dare to Write, took me, all of a July to write the first draft. And then once I've done the first draft, I will just start to kind of leave it for 3 weeks or so, and then I'll come back to it. But the most important part of this is me contacting my editor to see when I can get this to her, because I need a deadline. Otherwise, it's all just, I'll do it at some point. So I need a deadline. So I will get in touch with her when I start the first draft, and then she will let me know when I can get that to her. And that means I can write it and then go through and do my own edits before I send it to her. So that's what I do as I go into my first draft. It's all very much momentum building. It's not about perfection. It's not about getting it right. It's not about having all the research at my fingertips. It really is write what I can, dump it all down, and then I will come back in the edits and add and tweak and refine. But first draft really is just dumping everything down I could possibly want to say on that topic. One final thing on the outline is that sometimes you might find that you aren't in the mood to write a particular section. And I tend to write my books in a linear way. So I start with the introduction and I end up with the summary. I might not write the introduction first, actually. I will normally leave that till last. So I take that back. I will start with chapter one and then I will write. And then at the end, I'll come back and write the introduction because otherwise I don't know what I'm introducing. So yes. The good thing is I may get onto chapter two and think, you know, I just can't get this bit to work, or I can't really think of how I want to phrase this chapter or this section. So I look at my outline, I will highlight it, and then I will move on to the next one. I do not let this stuff hold me back. Otherwise, it's just one of those things where I will not get it done if I don't keep going. I never, ever read my work back. I might look at the last sentence I wrote to kind of make sure I'm continuing with the flow from yesterday, but absolutely I do not read my first draft until I've finished it. And that's just the way I keep myself moving forward, because that is the most important part of first draft mode. Keep making progress. So could you try this? I'm leaving you today with this question. Could you, over the next few weeks, crack on with your first draft? Could you spend a day somewhere, take yourself away and go and sit somewhere different and do your outline? Go and give yourself a break somewhere where you're not having disturbances. Now listen, I have kids, I have family, I know it's hard to do this, and you may not be able to go anywhere different. It just may mean that you have to shut your door for half an hour at various points in the day to try and get it done. But if you can really squeeze it into a day, you will be surprised at how much of the outline can get done. That's why I do that with my, you know, my VIP day type approach, is I work with people for a day and we get it done. Done, dusted, ready to write. So if I can encourage you to try and get maybe your outline done over the summer, or maybe you want to, like me, crack on with the first draft, don't be surprised at how quickly you could do it when you get into the momentum and the swing of things. I hope you feel motivated. I hope this has given you an insight into what my next few weeks and months are going to look like. I will keep you posted on social media. I will keep you posted on email newsletters so you know how it's going. But if you are embarking on this like I am, I wish you luck and I wish you fun with it, because it can be fun if we can just relax and enjoy the shittiness that is the first draft. Before I leave you, do make sure you've got people around you who are going to support you on this journey. Don't try and do it by yourself. Have someone that you can just sometimes say, here's my word count, or I wasn't feeling it today, can you encourage me? Whatever it could be, but don't do it by yourself if you can help it. Find one, two, three people you tell that you're doing this. It could be me. You could just let me know on social media, Steph Caswell Author on Instagram, or I'm on LinkedIn. Do let me know if you're embarking on your first draft, because I will cheer you along. And don't be surprised by how much sharing your word count and sharing your progress can do, because people in your community will really, really want to support you, I promise. If you know someone else who'd find this episode helpful, please forward it on to them. And if you want to connect, you can email me, steph@stephcaswell.com, or like I said, find me on LinkedIn, find me on Instagram, and let's do this. Until next time, happy, happy writing.